What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Disney Movie News. Tonight, we're discussing Nutcracker and the Four Realms, Mary Poppins Returns, and The Last Jedi. Hold on to your butts.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
New Year, new us forgetting to turn off the volume on our laptops.
That's right.
What's up, everybody?
Did you wear a Disney shirt? Oh, what? You didn't.
Jurassic Park, blasphemy. Man. It's going to be owned by Disney soon.
That's
enough.
Universal.
I know it is.
They'll never get
Dude,
in.
I almost wore one, and then this one I found in my closet quicker. I tried to find my Up TARDIS shirt, but this one I found first, so.
This is Disney Movie News.
Keen's Closet News.
This is Disney Movie News on the Popcorn Talk. You can follow Popcorn Talk on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network and on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk. And I am Sarah Sterling hosting tonight.
That's
I'm on
true.
Twitter at Sarah Sterling _ and on Instagram at Sarah G. Sterling. What's up, guys? Good to see you.
What's
Happy
up?
New
good
year.
To see you. Happy New Year. Haven't seen you in a whole year.
I haven't seen you in a whole year.
Okay, we got that joke out of the way. It's good to see all of you guys. Got a lot of new faces in the chat, so we appreciate that very much. I'm Leo Camacho. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Leo Zombie. What's up? I'm excited. I'm glad to be back. I brought a beard with me.
Dad?
Yeah, I'm very daddy right now.
I was like stalking, you know, because the only way I can really keep up with you guys when I'm not with you is the Soch. And I like sent Sarah a DM. I was like, is it like no shave New Year for Leo?
Yeah,
she's like, basically.
I was doing no shave December because I was like, I'm just going to be lazy because I have nothing. And then it turned into, hey, babe. I kind of like my beard. She was like, I kind of like your beard, too.
Ah, he's got that hipster mouth.
Well, I don't even realize that he has one because I watched it grow.
Yeah, it's true.
So I'm like, you have a beard?
I have a beard.
He does.
I do.
He does.
It doesn't look that different for me from stubble.
My name's Keaton. And Happy New Year. And yeah, you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. It's great to be back. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. You know what's weird is the holidays have a way of, like, separating people. Like we were hanging out nonstop, and then December came, and, like, everyone goes to see their family, everybody goes on vacation. You get, like, all the... You were in Barbados.
I was in Barbados, guys.
The heck, dude.
I was dancing. I was on the beach on Boxing Day. It was nuts. I was looking out for Rihanna.
I
did not find Rihanna.
She was not at the Motherland.
She was there. We just, you know, just didn't run into each other. Yeah.
I'll have to write a letter. Not a ton of movie news today, huh?
There is. It's just like we've been gone for so long.
Yeah, that's true.
Mama. But we do have an exciting new trailer for Disney's next year Christmas movie,
ooh,
which is called Nutcracker and the Four Realms. Have you heard of it?
We've talked about it.
Okay, well.
That's about it.
Here's the
trailer. I don't know much else.
The first real trailer.
The first real trailer? Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, let's watch it.
Ooh.
Snow.
Are you into the Nutcracker? Anyone?
I love the Nutcracker. No. I was in it like a ton of times.
I felt like you would be into it.
It's Christmas Eve.
Morgan Freeman's
That's my Morgan
into
Freeman
it.
Impression, by the way. Dude,
look, it's Renesmee.
Oh my god, it is Renesmee.
It's who?
Renesmee. Edward Cullen and Emma.
Wow.
From Twilight.
Who knows? Twihard right here.
I feel like we've seen this, though. Oh, it was just a teaser.
Leo, we saw it at D23.
Oh, that's what it was. I'm like, this is not new at all.
I was like, I have this weird feeling of deja vu. Dun,
dun, dun, Mr. Tumnus?
I know, really. It's just like literally.
That was like the tree. So Mark, after the lightning struck the tree in The Last Jedi, it opened up a path to Narnia.
Oh.
And then the Nutcracker.
It's all the same happened.
It's all the same universe, yeah.
You guys, when I was a kid, I would listen to the Nutcracker soundtrack
there's
all the time. Oh, and then there's also some Pirates crossover in there, too.
Fantasia, great.
Elizabeth Swann.
So this is also going to be, I mean, I guess they have to do ballet because it's the Nutcracker.
Yeah.
But ballet within, like ballet segments like this, yeah.
Yeah.
Time has come.
What the heck?
I hate to break it to you, but time has always been here. Cool. Shout out to anyone who likes the Nutcracker, because I don't know a whole lot about it.
Oh my god, who the heck is playing? I'm trying to find this out. Who the heck is playing the Rat King?
Was it a lady?
No. Remember he performed at D23? Do you remember?
Oh yeah.
God, someone in the chat will tell me.
Yeah.
But it's really cool because he's a very famous hip hop dancer.
Oh, that's right.
Really?
And so yeah. It's like hip hop ballet.
Yeah, hip.
That's like the new thing, though. Have you guys seen like the videos? I don't know what the genre is called, but it is a new genre of dance that mixes hip hop and ballet,
yeah.
And it's amazing. Well, it's gonna be in this, strength so. And the athleticism that's needed for it is incredible.
The dude that danced at D23 was like dripping sweat after the segment.
It was so crazy. It was so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah. What do you think of the trailer?
I mean, I've never really been sort of drawn to the Nutcracker. This isn't really making me want to watch it anymore. I mean, I'll watch it. Obviously, I'll watch it.
Misty Copeland is in it.
Yeah. Never mind. It's my number one expected, anticipated movie of the year. No, I mean, it's cool. It looks beautiful. I'll watch it. But first of all, I'm not huge on, like, musicals to begin with. I know it's not a musical per se, but it is very, like, you know, dancey, singy style. But I'll see it. I mean, it's got Morgan Freeman. It's got an amazing cast. It looks like they're going to try some, new dance interventions.
Yeah.
The sets are beautiful. The costumes are beautiful.
I don't really... I'm honestly, like, not a big Nutcracker fan just because I'm always, like...
I feel like it's, like, always, it's like been around for a billion years.
I'm always bored, but I think I won't be bored by this because they're doing so many new things.
Yeah, That's why I'll see it, but it's not, like... It's at the top of my list.
Helen Mirren's in it.
I know...
The trailer is very lackluster to me.
Charles Riley is the Rat King.
Yeah. It doesn't make me super excited.
It does
for
have
it.
Alice vibes, yeah, definitely. I definitely get that vibe.
A ton of Alice
Wonderland
vibes.
I think that's possibly why it's turning me off a little bit, because I didn't enjoy the Alice movies as much as a lot of people did.
Yeah.
But I know that there's like a huge, like, passionate fandom for the Nutcracker, and I know a lot of people are probably super duper excited about it. Chad is like, our friend Chad Hatter?
Yeah.
He like collects like nutcrackers and stuff like that.
I used to get a nutcracker every year for Christmas because I was
So why
in
are you like
nutcracker.
Super stoked?
No, I'm like really stoked.
Oh, you were in it one time?
No, I was in it like five times.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sit down. No.
I can't. I need a dance.
No, I love the Nutcracker, and my family used to go see it every single year, and even when I wasn't in it, we'd go see it. And I love the soundtrack. I used to listen to it all the time. I don't know. I think the trailer's slightly lackluster. I'm very excited to see all these professional dancers being put on screen.
I'm glad I got Movie Pass.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I got Movie Pass too. I got it for Christmas.
Thanks, man. Great, great gift.
I got it from my boyfriend's parents for Christmas. Movie Pass.
Damn, we're living the dream. I'll check it out. Who in the chat is it? I want to know. Like, I see some people saying, like, I'm with you, Leo. If I do see it, it'll be with my little sisters. But as for me and my friends, nah.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Well, Movie Pass.
Yeah, we're in it.
Movie Pass.
We'll support you, Diz. We'll support you.
Always.
We always do.
We know you need the money.
Something we got.
Oh, my God. I know. Especially after Star Wars, which we're going to talk about at the end of the show, by the way.
Something we got a little more recently is this new image from Mary Poppins Returns.
Mary Poppins?
Oh, my God. It's Lin-Manuel.
Oh, my God.
He looks like Lin-Manuel.
It's Hamilton.
What are they on?
Bicycles?
A bicycle with a ladder.
With a little thing on it?
It's got a ladder.
Oh, that's just what it is.
Yeah, because remember, he needs the ladder to
That one woman is standing.
Light the lights.
Jane Banks is standing.
Yeah, she's standing up. So is the person behind them. And he's taking off with the kids. He's stealing the kids and he's stealing Mary Poppins.
Oh, my God. How cute is that photo?
It's like a 7.
It's... No, that is a 10 cute on cuteness level.
I mean, I've seen some puppy stuff that's like 10.
Okay, sorry. It's
just
nine.
Letting
but
you
like,
know.
Who's that
Have
other kid? Who's
bunny?
That kid in the front?
That's
John and Michael.
Peter Pan.
Yeah, that's John and Michael. John
Peter,
or Michael.
Peter Pan on the left there. Michael in the front. Cool. I mean, hey, remember where were we? Oh yeah, we went to Club 33 and we saw the table that they had that's in this movie that was
it's
in
the original. Mary Poppins.
They keep like rotating it. They keep rotating it, but now it's inside of Club 33. I said D23, didn't I? It's in Club 33, and we saw it, and I was like, hey, I know that table. That's the Mary Poppins table.
Someone says that's Jane's son, but I thought there was only two kids.
Maybe they have a friend.
Whoa, time out. Whoa. Meryl Streep is in this?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that, Meryl.
I think so.
Angela Lansbury is the balloon lady?
Yeah.
So this is basically Bedknobs and Broomsticks, the sequel.
No.
Okay, all right, here's my question.
This little boy.
Let's say they reboot Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Who plays Angela Lansbury's character? Who do you get?
I want to
That's my question to the chat.
Oh, he plays Georgie Banks. Joel Dawson is his name.
Oh, good old Joel Dawson.
He's, look at how cute he is.
Right. I want all black bedknobs and broomsticks.
All black bedknobs and broomsticks?
Yeah. I mean, so, Oprah.
Give it to me. Oh. Okay. Can we get like Latinos in there too? Can we do that?
No, it's all black.
What? How dare you?
No, Latinos too. The guy can be Lin-Manuel
again. We can only cast him. He's the staple Latino. He's the only musically talented Latino.
Yeah.
Next to Shakira, and that's, you know, a matter of taste.
I'm such a bad Disney fan. I know nothing about Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
I don't either. I just looked it up.
The Beautiful Bryony Sea.
Did you even know it was a movie?
I knew it was a movie, but I have no idea what it's about.
That was oddly enough the only live action Disney movie that I watched as a kid.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang just popped up too, and I loved Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Nah, dude, Herbie the Love Bug or nothing.
No, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is so superior than Herbie.
I mean, yes, you're right.
You don't know any songs.
It was on the Disney.
It
was on the Disney sing along songs tape. That's why I know it.
What is it?
Beautiful Bryony Sea.
Oh.
I have no idea what that is.
Everybody knows Chitty Chitty Bang Bang because of Ace Ventura 2. Nature Calls. When he's in the car, he goes, hi, ho, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You know? And he said,
no, I've never seen either of those.
You've
movies.
Never seen Ace Ventura?
You haven't? Chitty
Chitty Bang Bang? Don't come for me. This is Disney movie news.
Is it? Oh, I guess Chitty
Chitty Bang
Bang
is Disney.
No, it's not.
What?
Yeah, it is.
It is? Then Sarah, I was trying to defend you.
Wait,
with
no,
lies.
I don't know if it is.
I'm looking
Dick
it up.
Dick Van Dyke's in it, so definitely
it's
Disney.
It's definitely Disney if Dick Van Dyke is in it. He only did Disney movies.
Yeah, Ian Fleming wrote it. Ian Fleming? You know what else Ian Fleming wrote? James Bond.
All right.
Ronald Dahl?
Oh, well, I give up.
There's a really big, this is the big piece of news. Just kidding. It's not, but it was in the news a lot.
Not a ton of Disney, by the way, because of the holidays.
No. There's a lot of news.
Is there?
Here's the thing. Okay, so Jacob
Jingleheimer?
No, Musker and Clements.
His name is my name too.
Ron Clements, John Musker. I forgot whose first name was who. John Musker, Ron Clements, who are famous Disney directors. To recap, they directed Moana and Little Mermaid, and Aladdin, and they won an award recently, and I think it was in an interview for this, it was in the Huffington Post, that they said, the possibilities are pretty open at this point for an LGBT Disney princess.
The possibilities are endless.
Can you just let me get the news out? You're so annoying. The possibilities are pretty open at this point for an LGBT Disney princess.
What?
Yes!
It would be driven by a director or a directorial team that really wanted to push that.
But all she's going to do is wink at somebody, and that's how we're going to know.
And he said, I would say we haven't really had any restrictions placed on what we've done. This became like a really big news story, but I'm like, obviously someday there will be a gay Disney princess.
That's not obvious.
even if it's in 100 years, like it will happen.
You feel comfortable saying that because in 100 years you may not be around, but
I'm not be around.
I'm not who knows, the singularity could happen, but yeah. I'm not counting out Disney. They hold tight when there's a huge controversy because a dude looked at another dude while they danced and they said this is the gayest thing Disney's ever done.
No,
it's like,
but
no,
like
every villain you've
Disney
ever created
Channel's
is
getting
the gayest
pretty gay.
Thing you've ever
no,
done.
No, Timon and Pumbaa is the gayest thing Disney's ever done.
It gets gayer than that. I mean, have you seen Radcliffe? Come on. Anyway.
Yeah, he's pretty gay.
He's super gay.
Disney Channel's been pretty gay, openly.
Oh, yeah, they're getting super gay now.
Yeah.
They got people coming out to their friends and stuff like that.
This is so great, you guys.
So, I mean, it's obviously going to happen. It's good to know. I mean, it's somewhat disappointing. This quote is somewhat disappointing that they're like, yeah, I mean, like, there's no reason we couldn't have made one. Like, there's no restrictions placed on us. It's like, then why didn't you?
Exactly. Thank you, Sarah.
Then why haven't you?
I want a Disney princess who is saved by someone who everyone thinks is a guy at first, but then turns around and...
It's Chic.
It's a girl. Yeah,
it's really Zelda.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. I mean, my sexuality was...
It was really...
Like I realized it was blurry with Ocarina of Time, for sure.
Yeah, everyone in the chat is just saying, I hope it's, like, real and not just, like, a nod or a vibe.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. What do you think would be more impactful, for the overall sort of climate for movie making, specifically in Disney, if there was, a gay, like, woman princess, or if there was a trans princess? I feel like they wouldn't go trans first, but
they
do you think...
They can't go trans first. It's too much.
Do you know what I think they're going to do first? Is I think they're going to have gay parents... I think that's going to be the first representation of it.
That's such an easy first step.
But I really feel like that's what they'll do. And then they'll move into the...
Yeah. I just hope that if they do that, it's not a scene where kids like, well, because my dad's... And then the other person's like, dad's? What do you mean? Like, I hope it's not like that. Yeah, I hope it's like, just like, it's just a thing.
Even if the princess or main character is gay, it doesn't mean they need to literally have a love interest. Right.
I mean, like Elsa and Merida.
Right. That's why people think they yeah. are. But it could still be overt without it being
What about
like
Moana?
A love story.
Moana could be gay.
Yeah, no one talks about her that way, though.
Yeah.
Like they do with Merida and stuff. Because Merida's like, I don't want to get married.
And he's like, no,
she must be gay.
Toys. No, I'm just dumb. But,
I don't want to get married.
I think that
millennials, right?
People have been talking about Brooklyn Nine-Nine a lot in terms of like really, really good gay representation.
Oh, so good. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is so good.
Well, not only the characters that we've known on that show that are gay, like the captain, but...
Like his husband.
No, but have you... Spoiler for Brooklyn Nine-Nine. A character just came out. Huh?
So, I didn't want you to say it, actually.
No, I'm not going to say it.
I know exactly what you're talking about,
he
though.
He said it.
I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I completely agree with what you're saying.
Do you want me to... Can I say what it is and just not say the character's name?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. A character comes out as bi recently. You don't remember this?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's handled very well, because they don't talk about it as, like, you're just confused. Like, yeah.
I didn't know.
It's never cool. Yeah, there's no tropey weird stuff that usually is associated with a character being queer.
There's a new movie.
Matter of fact, the most powerful character in the show is gay, and they never.
Yeah.
Other than when you meet his husband.
There's a new movie coming out that there's a lot of trailers floating around for it in front of other movies like The Greatest Showman, which is wonderful. but there's a line in it where it's like it's by the same people who did The Fault in Our Stars. I wish I could remember
Green,
the name.
John Green.
Yeah, no, but I can't think of the name of the movie. But there's a line about
in The Fault in Our Stars.
No. This is the new movie coming out, and the guy who's
looking
narrating
for Alaska.
It, No.
Paper Towns?
No.
Paper Towns.
It's coming out. They're doing previews for
Turtles All the Way Down?
No.
What other John Green books
is are there?
It's not a book, but it's produced by the same people who did Fault in Our Stars. Anyway,
produced?
There's
that
a wonderful line where the guy who's narrating talks about how he doesn't want to come out because then it's like he feels like he's gonna lose who everybody knew him as before. And then he's like, why is it only, you know, gay people who have to come out? Why can't heterosexual people have to come out? And then they do all these like little like switched kind of dreamlike sequences of like,
you know,
them being like, Mom, I like guys, and like the mom be like, oh God, like, you know, like just showing how ridiculous it is have to announce this thing
yourself. I think you're right, and I think we should make it even. So, Sarah, I have something I'd like to tell you.
He has a beard.
You're my beard. Just kidding. I love you.
Simon versus the Homo sapiens is what it is.
Okay.
The movie you're talking about?
That wasn't a John Green book.
How did we even end up on this?
I'm just talking about gay people.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's called Love, Simon. That's what it's called.
The book is called Simon versus the
Homosapien. Okay, but the movie's called Love, Simon.
Anyway.
That's cool.
Sounds great.
Well, I'm glad that it's just, you know, like...
We all agree that there should be an explicitly gay character in a Disney movie as soon as possible.
Yeah, Ron Musker.
Ron Musker and John Clements. Now, right. we're all on the same page. That's how we feel about it. This is the future. Get used to it.
Get on the train. Just leave in the
progress.
Station whether you like
it or
not.
We will not go backward.
At least in California. We're just going to slowly separate from the rest
anyway,
of
anyway, what did I see recently? I think it had to do... Oh, over the holidays, I'm so proud of Disney. On Shop Disney's Instagram, they posted a photo where it's like two men and a little girl, and they all have matching Disney Christmas sweaters, and everyone blew a gasket. And I was like in the comments being like, this is the future. Everyone get used to it.
Go back to the story. Love is love.
And then Disney replied,
lot of people were really happy about it, but a lot of people were like, Disney. And I'm like, literally, you better not go to a Disney park then, because like, literally everyone there is gay.
I hate how other people's lifestyle decisions that don't impact me at all are being made. I hate it.
I hate how a lot of people were like, listen, we just have different beliefs and it's important to respect each other's beliefs. And I'm like, no, because yours would restrict someone's lifestyle and mine would not. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Snaps for Sarah.
Yeah, no, Skylar from Disney Film Facts got in there too. His comment was so good. I forget what he wrote, but he was like something like, okay, haters, like, come at me. I'm the defender of the gays. Like, direct all comments to me. It was so good. Anyway. Next piece of news.
What's up? What's next?
What's
Well, since the end of the year happened, it's, you know, we should note how much Disney dominated the box office in 2017. We got end of year numbers.
But it's impossible for them not to, since they make every movie that is made these days.
Right, but it's crazy. Until Last Jedi, I think, Beauty and the Beast was the highest grossing film of the year.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy? Wait.
That was this year?
Yeah, it's March.
God, jeez.
I know. For the second year in a row, Disney has nabbed the domestic box office crown with $2.41 billion banked in 2017.
Yeah.
Thanks to its 1-2 punch of Star Wars, The Last Jedi, and Beauty and the Beast.
I mean, Star Wars, man.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Those Disney bonuses must have been good this year.
So it's like Disney made more money than Disney this year. That's crazy.
It's crazy. This isn't even the most that they had made. In 2016, Disney took in $2.85 billion.
Oh my gosh. It's incredible.
Came out that year.
Lord, what a machine.
It's that crazy. Is incredible. It's also scary.
I mean, what else did they have? They had Beauty and the Beast this year. They had Star Wars.
They had Coco. They had Guardians of the Galaxy Guardians. 2. They had Thor Ragnarok.
That's right.
Pirates of the Caribbean. God, Cars 3.
God, what a blockbuster year.
Yeah.
All, and, like, all those movies were multi-million dollar movies to make.
And they all came up in the green.
Do you want the numbers?
Yeah. Give me the numbers, Sarah.
Give me all your numbers.
Last Jedi, $517 million. Beauty and the Beast,
so far, $504
million. That's just end of year, yeah.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy,
that's in 3
2.
Weeks. No, 2 weeks of the movie coming out, it made that much money.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's insane.
Volume 2, $389 million. Thor Ragnarok. $309 million. Parts of the Caribbean, $172 million. Coco, $167 million. Cars 3, $152 million.
My gosh.
Goddamn.
It's so funny. Warner Brothers beat Disney to the $2 billion mark.
Harry Potter.
But then didn't win overall. Right. Like Disney surpassed
Harry Potter was the highest grossing franchise. Star Wars with The Last Jedi finally passed Harry Potter.
And you guys... I saw somebody make a comment. Yes, Harry Potter is better than Twilight. Duh.
Everything is better than Twilight.
Everything is better than Twilight. Twilight's just a fun little flicker of fandom
that
happened in my lifetime.
I'm glad that it happened because it set a standard for us to realize, well, it's better than Twilight.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you're worse than Twilight, we need to talk. You know what I mean? By the way, Camp Jacob or Camp Edward?
Jacob, all the way. Team Jacob.
Yeah, you like those guys?
Yeah, Jacob.
So I was always Team Jacob.
Jacob's like just a good dude. Edward is a creep.
Yeah, except for the fact that he like wants to marry a baby. That's not weird at all.
It's imprinting, dude. Like he can't help it. He doesn't want to marry the baby.
Guys, I can't help it. I want to marry your baby. It's kind of weird, Jacob. No, it's just werewolves. We have a thing called... imprinting.
You guys can watch the most
it's
recent
like an 18
Twilight
year contract
called 50 Shades Darker.
Yikes.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's a fan.
I know.
So 50 Shades of Grey is a fan fiction.
Started out as a fan fiction.
Yeah,
Twilight
fan fiction. Yeah. Whoa! That makes those movies weird.
Oh, yeah. No, Spidey this year is not Disney. It is still Sony. It was just a creative partnership.
Yeah.
So that still goes towards Sony, which is crazy because that was a big hit too. And it had Disney characters in it. And it just serves to benefit Disney this year when we get Infinity War.
Before we talk about Star Wars, can I just ask, who in the chat saw The Greatest Showman? Did you not think it was wonderful? I just need somebody to talk to about it.
Yeah.
It was so good. The soundtrack is so good.
First of all, like I said earlier, I don't like musicals, but all of the commercials for this look so cringy to me.
You guys, the movie's not great.
There you go.
But the movie, the music is wonderful, and you'll leave the movie feeling happy.
I'll see it because I have Movie Pass.
Yeah. Well, I still won't go see The Greatest Showman.
You won't? Come on, I want to see it.
Yeah, maybe.
I need to see it because it's going to win some Golden Globes.
Oh, yeah.
It's up for so many Golden Globes.
I'll watch it. I'll go tired in case I need a nap.
Yeah. Okay. Next.
We're not paying movie pass,
this
man.
This is a big deal because I'm pretty sure no one clarified. I'm pretty sure the last time we talked about the Disney Fox deal, it had not closed yet.
It had not, no.
It closed.
It closed. That means
52.
That Anastasia.
Oh, my God. Don't. I hate you so much.
We already talked about this.
No, it like officially
But it closed.
Oh. They were still in negotiations on our last episode.
$52.4 billion acquisition.
With a B.
The Simpsons, Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, Ice Age, Rio, Anastasia, Futurama, American Dad.
X-Men.
Right.
Yes.
X-Men.
Let's not leave out literally the biggest cash cow in the entire lot.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. Anastasia. It's just going in order. X-Men, Deadpool, Fantastic Four. Avatar.
Disney
is going to incorporate the Fantastic Four in the Marvel movies. That's going to be part of their new wave of
So we're gonna cast the Fantastic Four for a third time, maybe we'll have to do a fourth time's charm.
And then if it fails, it's okay. They can become other Marvel. Oh no, they can't become Marvel superheroes this time because Disney will own them now.
We own you.
Because every time there's a Human Torch, they become a Marvel character.
No, so you're gonna be
Chris
screwed.
Evans became Captain America. He was the first Human Torch, and then Michael B. Jordan is now Killmonger in Black Panther.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the rule.
Listen,
not anymore.
Guys, I want to shut down all this stupid Disney princess talk.
Yeah.
None of these people are Disney princesses.
Yeah, Shrek.
The alien from Alien is not a Disney princess.
Yes, it is.
Anastasia is not a Disney princess.
Yes, she is.
Tina Belcher is not a Disney princess.
Until they do the live-action remake of Anastasia.
Princess. But here's the thing is they could have always done it. They couldn't do this version with those songs. And that they could do that now. Dancing that might by the only reason that they did it. That would be cool. I'd be down for a live-action. But
I'd be down
listen,
for Tina to sing her want song at the beginning of a Disney movie. Like, I want to touch the butts.
What? That's what are you? What?
Tina Belcher.
Even
she wants to touch the butts.
Even if they made a live-action Anastasia movie based off the cartoon, she would still not be a Disney princess until Disney said she was princess.
There are Disney princesses that aren't Disney princesses. Okay.
Yeah, well, we all call Princess Leia a Disney princess.
No, we don't.
Disney has
you call her that.
Yeah, we don't all call her that.
We don't all call
How
her that.
How dare you guys say that Anastasia should be an official Disney princess when they haven't made Meg a Disney princess? They haven't made Esmeralda a Disney
Tell
princess.
Them.
They haven't made Eilonwy a Disney princess.
They're not princesses.
Who else? Who
princess
else?
Princess Eilonwy is a princess. Also, is Mulan a princess?
Mulan?
No.
Mulan's not even tied to royalty.
She is a princess, but she's not a princess.
No, she's not a princess.
She's a Disney princess.
She's a Disney princess.
They need an Asian princess.
Disney princess is a title.
I'm just like, guys.
You know, it's not like a
Disney
decides. You can't sit with us, Anastasia.
She wearing pink.
Disney decides who the princesses are. So until then, Anastasia is not a princess.
In my heart. But my favorite Disney movie is still Shrek. I don't care.
Kida.
Kida needs
Vanellope von Schwer.
Kida is the only Disney princess who becomes maybe actually not anymore.
What?
I was going to say she's the only Disney princess who becomes a queen during her movie, but Elsa does.
Elsa, yeah. Elsa gets that crown.
And
then she lets it go.
But this is exciting. Obviously, this is going to change things up. A lot of people are mad.
People are super mad.
The monopolization that Disney
is owning on the market. Yeah, it's weird. It's a little scary.
I don't care. I want Disney to own me. It's fine. Own everything. Own
me. Buy me, Disney.
They practically
Seriously,
do.
Seriously, buy me for $2. It's fine.
And increase my worth.
Increase my net value.
I'll tattoo Disney.
There's a lot of cool stuff that'll come out of it, and there's a lot of like iffy stuff about it as well. Yeah. There's pros and cons.
What are you most excited about?
I am excited about the superheroes for sure. That's the most exciting part.
X-Men, man. X-Men. What are they going to do with them?
I think it's really cool.
Wouldn't it be cool if they actually... Because I know that we just got Marvel's... what is it? Outsider? What is it called? Runaways?
Runaways.
Is it good, by the way? I don't know.
I want to watch it. I have not watched it. It's not as good as... From people who I know who watched it, it's let them down a little
bit. Dude, I wish they would just do that with X-Men.
I know.
Like, I wish it was a really high-quality production. Well, they should do it for their own proprietary. Mm-hmm.
I've actually been watching The Runaways. I got to say, it's pretty good.
You like it?
Yeah, I haven't read the comic book at all.
I mean, I don't know anything about
it. Yeah, so I'm pretty, like, fresh-faced to the whole, saga and the mythology of it all. But as of where it stands right now, it's really good.
Oh, that's cool. That's good to hear.
The other thing that I think is cool about this deal is that there's some speculation that some of the things they acquired could be used as leverage to gain the rights back to have Marvel characters at the East Coast theme parks.
Ooh.
Because they can't have any Marvel characters at Disney World right now. Because Universal still has the rights for their theme
Anything
parks.
Anything east of the Mississippi.
The other thing that I think is cool is that just Disney owns Avatar now, so Pandora now just
that makes
officially.
Sense. It makes sense. Now.
Why are they doing it? You'll see.
We are.
What isn't there?
Do you think they will change Deadpool? No. Bob Iger has even said that he's like pretty much fine with it remaining rated R.
They don't.
Disney has made rated R movies before. They've owned other production houses. They've owned Touchstone. They've owned Miramax, like stuff like that. So it's like. Not unusual for them to.
My biggest concern and I mean minus the fact that it does feel like a monopoly is my biggest thing is I don't want the creativity to get to like reach kind of a flat or like get hit like a flat line because it's just all the same people kind of...
But it's not.
That are churning things out. I know, but I don't want it to get to that point where it's all, like, the higher ups really are the ones that are signing off on everything.
But they're just signing off, and then it goes into completely
different
verticals.
I know, but I just hope they continue to let it...
I hope they don't influence each other, because what one thing that a lot of, like, a big complaint about Star Wars, which we're still going to get to, is that Star Wars became Guardians of the Galaxy. In this last, in The Last Jedi, it became too, like, wisecracky.
I don't either. I don't think it became...
The humor was very Guardians of the Galaxy.
But there still wasn't as much humor as there is in a Marvel movie.
But it's far more than any other Star Wars has ever done.
We should talk about Star Wars now.
So, I'm just saying, like, if Star Wars was able to lean that extra... put that extra sort of weight in that direction, then who knows what it could mean for other properties. I don't think that'll happen. And I think a lot of these claims are super bogus and just paranoid, and I think people just like to get online and complain about things that they don't understand.
Disney Film Facts with the clutch info, because he always knows stuff before everybody else. That's why you should follow Disney Film Facts on Twitter.
Yeah.
They're looking at actors to cast a new Wolverine right now. For sure. He will be the first X-Men character Disney wants to introduce into the MCU.
And that's been a discussion for a long time, even before Disney was looking to purchase him. People online and you know, it's just been a discussion. They've been asking celebrities who should be the new Wolverine. Hugh Jackman even said that he'd like to see Tom Hardy be the new Wolverine, but Hardy is now currently Venom, which belongs to Sony because Venom is Spider-Man. I wouldn't want Hardy to be Wolverine because he's too old now. And if you're going to continue that character through a series of movies, he needs to be someone that can age and look about the same. Hardy is at that, he's at that sort of point where he's starting to look a little bit too old. So who would you guys? I mean,
I want my buddy Glenn Powell to be Wolverine. I was just like, I just thought about that. I'm like, he actually could do it.
He's too skinty.
Nah, he's not.
He's not too skinty.
He's not scruff. No, he's not scruffy.
He's not as big as
Wolverine needs to be, like, wide and real scruffy. He's.
I think he could bulk up. I don't know.
He could be.
He's not scruffy looking.
He could be
enough
Beast
to
Boy.
Me. Beast Boy, Beast played by Beast Ryan Boy. Potter, Beast. AKA Hiro Hamada, and so two Disney actors became. Teen Titans. It's pretty crazy.
I do think we should talk about Star Wars.
Let's talk about Star Wars.
Let's talk about Star Wars.
Are we going to keep it spoiler-free or not?
No.
No.
We're going to lean into spoilers.
It's been 2 weeks.
It's been a month. Come on. Let me do this.
It's been almost a month. We're going to do
I should be Wolverine. I agree. Let's just end the episode.
That's why you're growing the beard. You're auditioning,
aren't you? I just wanted to show you, bub.
If you haven't seen Star Wars by now, what are you doing?
Yeah, first of all, let's talk about that. You had Christmas to go see Star Wars. Star Wars. First... One sentence, thought, feelings about it. Just, did you like it? Did you not like it?
I liked most of it.
Okay.
Better the second time around.
I disagree. Mm. I enjoyed it, but some of it disappointed me.
Inconsistent.
I think it was a mess. I think that it was too much stuff going on.
What were your favorite parts? Let's start there.
Here's the thing.
Not the casino.
I hated. Well, here's the thing. I liked the casino, but I hated the sequence that took place there.
Was your favorite? Not the casino.
My favorite thing was probably the throne room with Rey and Kylo. Because in my perfect world, guys, again, this is spoiler. So in my perfect world, I want to see the movie that happens with Rey and Kylo when he's like, good, evil, what's the difference?
Yeah.
Like,
she should have been
all the same things. I'll join you. Let's start something new. And then they're like, I'm in charge. Me and Rey are in charge of the First Order now. So just keep doing what you're doing. But let's... Because they only do... The First Order only does evil things because there was an evil guy in charge telling them what to do.
No, I wanted her to be like, okay.
I actually wanted them to like go, yes, let's let's learn the ways of the Force together and let's rebuild what the Force means. And then for them to leave it all.
Gray Jedi.
Then let Hux take over the First Order. And I was real mad. And he's got full power. And like... Now he's on the hunt for Rilo and Ken.
Rilo and Ken.
Shipping
it already.
We're shipping it. That would have been amazing to me. But instead, it's like the whole movie. I get that the overarching theme was failure and that you learn from your mistakes. But the problem is at the end of the movie, all the characters were in the same boat that they were in at the beginning of the movie.
Yes! Preach!
There was nothing. Nothing happened. And then it ended
they're
like...
they're in a worse situation. They're in a worse off situation.
No,
they have fewer people.
The rebels have always
have
been.
Like,
this is the same story Star Wars has always been.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
can I tell you my other biggest issue of it?
It's not new.
Frickin' Leia Superman in it across.
Save space Leia for later because.
That made me so mad.
Okay, let's do it.
We just gonna get into it because this is the thing. thing. There were no consequences. Levels. Like, freaking Kylo's like, I'm going to make this decision. You, like, see him. He's, like, thinking about it. He's, like, I'm not going to kill my mother like I killed my father. And then they get shot, and you see his reaction. But then she's, like, I'm fine. Force pull.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the reasons I hated that. Number one, I thought it was a cheap trick to pull on an audience that knew Carrie Fisher was dead. Like, there was nobody in that audience. It was just, like, everybody was like, okay, she's going to die in this movie. How are they going to do it? Like, how are they going to send her off? And when they blow her up, you're like, oh, dang, okay, so that's how she dies. And then they're like, ah, just kidding, because you thought she was dead because Carrie Fisher's dead. And it's like, why does the, you know, like,
that was me. Yeah,
that's such a cheap trick.
It also just sucked because she didn't, like, she didn't play a big part in the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, she had no real significant meaning.
Just let her die then.
And then, like, and the CGI on her
floating. You can only hope that it means they're, what?
Real quick, just, didn't she film everything before she died?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Okay. But, like, it doesn't mean that they didn't know. And also, like, maybe have something else where she gets into a room where she's safe. You know, like, I think blowing her up and then having her wake up in the middle of outer space and then use the Force to bad CGI float back to the ship. I'm like, what?
I'm just saying, I hope that means they have a better plan for 9.
Well, they better. But the thing is, okay, here's my complaint about that. Keep in mind, I enjoyed the movie, but I have a lot of problems with it. Creative decisions. I have, like, no expectations for 9. Like, I'm not excited about it. There's nothing that I'm worried
or
wondered about.
There's no cliffhangers. There's nothing.
Like, everything that the first movie did, I understand that it was a rehash of A New Hope, but that's what it needed to be, and they needed to reestablish and build that excitement again for Star Wars. But at the end of it, we had all kinds of new questions, which this movie deliberately threw over its shoulder, and I don't mind some of them, but some of them, like, oh my God, all the world building, all of the questions that you had me pondering on purpose over the last 2 years are completely dismissed in a lot of cases, and that, like, bothered me because now I have nothing to look forward to for the next 2 years.
I mean, I will say this. I think...
Where are they going to go? What are they going to do?
They're not going to go anywhere, but it was kind of cool to see the whole theme of, it doesn't matter where you come from. You can come from nothing and be something great.
I like that.
I do like that. Like, I was annoyed that we didn't get this big, cool reveal of who Rey was, that she actually was nothing. And she could still be somebody.
Here's the thing.
I think he's lying.
Like, I want her to be nobody. That's what I've wanted this whole time. But, like, the way they did it, I'm like, is he lying? And I get it. We'll have another movie to find that out in. I get it. But, like...
But we don't care anymore.
But it just seems... Yeah, it's like, well, now I don't really give a crap. Because even if she is somebody, what universe is she, like... You know. And also, like, everybody being tied to the same families is a little bit too... it's a little too neat for me. And I like that it could be anybody. And that's why the kid with the broom and all that stuff. But they didn't leave me longing for anything. Are you guys talking about Poe in the beginning?
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
So obviously...
That you are Poe. Poe is you. Right? Oh, I texted Leo right when I got out of the movie. I was like, Did they consult
Dude,
you
a lot
on Poe?
Of people
like,
were
what?
Like, dude, you look more like Poe in this movie. Here's the problem. Poe, other than second to Kylo, I think he got the most character development is Poe Dameron. And the whole thing is like, he's a hot shot and he's a hot head and he makes decisions irrationally and disobeys orders and now he's paying the price for it. And that's what he's got to learn. To be a good leader, you have to blah, blah, blah. The thing is, he made a dumb call at the beginning of the movie, and I was like, we got to take advantage of this now to take out one ship. A dreadnought, granted, sure, but one ship. He's risking their entire fleet for one ship. And the other thing is like, yeah, that's why he had to learn and pay the ultimate price. Why did the fleet listen to him? Poe's not in command. Leia is. And if Leia's like, Poe, don't do it, then the rest of the army's like, yeah, dude, we take Leia's orders, not yours. Yeah. So we're not going to go
Your issue with Poe is not everyone else's issue. Like
what is the issue with Poe?
Well, a lot of people really like everything that happened with him, and I agree with that. But that we were discussing it in the chat because there are people who feel like he was patronized the whole movie and he didn't deserve it.
Well, there was no reason for Holdo to keep the secret.
Well, except that he was demoted and he doesn't necessarily have to be privy to that information.
I get it. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
For sure. And he had to like learn his place.
Overall,
but I think like...
I like the whole thing because as a lot of people have been analyzing it this way, his whole arc was about toxic masculinity.
Right.
And him, like, not thinking he knows best, right. Not listening to anybody else, and learning that, like, you need to, even if it's a woman in charge, like, you gotta listen to that. And, like, that whole thing was really, like, subtle and good, I thought.
I thought that was good, but I think the choice that, the way that they executed it wasn't good, because it didn't make a lot of sense to me. Because, like, ultimately, Leia's in charge, not Poe.
Right.
He can disobey her if he wants on his own, but the entire army disobeys the general because of a captain?
I am so pissed they killed off Laura Dern's character. Yeah, that sucked. You gave us this really interesting new female, like, older character. Like, why wasn't Leia the one who was the self-sacrificing person?
Yeah,
that would have been so much better. And then now we have Laura Dern, who's trying to live up to Leia's legacy.
Yeah.
But at the same time...
I wish that would have been
so much better. Also, or Akbar like Leia should have done it.
She died, yeah, died off screen, just Akbar. So dismissed. Mm-hmm. I wish Leia would have been...
And they could have said, it's a trap. They could have said that in the other ship, and it would have been so great.
I would have been mad if they said that. I think Leia should have gone into the light speed through the dreadnought. Also, why did they ever think about doing that before? No, the answer to that is a bunch of different creatives making the same universe. You're never going to get all of these answers. But here's the thing. I liked that arc. I didn't like the creative. Like I said, I like the overarching ideas in the movie. I don't like the creative decisions they use to execute them. Like, I like... that, you know, Finn and Rose failed, but I hate that they did it with CGI camels that it looks like they're riding green screen. Like, it looks terrible to me. And it's like, okay, maybe Snoke was nobody and he was just sort of a red herring so that Kylo could eventually take over. But don't make me care. And the whole thing is, Rian Johnson, like, has stated, when they made The Force Awakens, they didn't make it with a plan for a sequel.
Which is why?
Because J.J. Abrams, is really good at telling the beginning of a story, but he can't finish them. Because anyone who likes Lost will tell you that it starts off real strong, and then, like, I don't know, I just sort of made a really good beginning. And then Rian Johnson was like, well, in that case, I'm going to go against every fanboy theory, and I'm gonna flip the switch, and I'm going to create a whole new universe and wipe the slate clean. I'm like, but there's a million other ways you could have done that. Like, it starts off with a joke that doesn't quite land with Luke throwing away the lightsaber. I get that it's symbolic, and you want it to go for a crusty old, like angry Luke Skywalker who's been on this island, and I've forsaken the Jedi and the Force. But it doesn't mean that he's, like, forsaken who he is, and, like, he just becomes, like, the worst person, and, like, doesn't... I don't know, man.
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
he really gets back to who he was in the originals. Like, there's moments, like, when he's with R2 and when he, like...
Yeah, is, when he's
when
by
he's
himself.
Talking to Yoda. No, but there's a lot of moments where he's acting like himself.
The Yoda moment was great, guys. That was such a surprise to me. Okay, have you seen the interview where the news anchor gives it away? Like, and she's interviewing John Boyega, and she was like, so what do you think fans are going to think about Yoda making an appearance? And John Boyega's face is like... Like, and he looks at his publicist like, what do I do? And then he's like, you can't say that, man. Like, so it's really...
Oh, yeah, the real question is, when is Keaton wearing the costume, though? That's what I forgot to bring up. You lose.
I do lose.
Good day, sir.
I lose.
I told you.
Because Luke is dead now.
I told you, Luke.
He's obviously good.
We're going to get Ghost Luke.
You guys, I'm going on the whole 30 in the month of January. So look forward to that in February.
Have you guys liked that, that we got... early Empire Yoda, like goofy, silly Yoda.
I loved that we got goofy, silly. I wanted him to bust out in the song about the seagulls.
Also, it was like puppeteered, right?
I know.
And it was Frank Oz.
Nice.
And a lot of people were speculating that because Frank Oz was like invited to like the first.
So upsetting because I've seen a lot of people be like, he looked terrible. He looked worse than ever before. And I'm like,
he looks exactly like he did in the original trilogy.
Like, what? People want to know what we think of porgs. I love them.
Porgs are fine.
They used them at the perfect amount.
I think, they were the perfect amount. Also, they were necessary during filming for that island because they needed to cover up the puffins.
Yeah, there was actual puffins where they were filming.
Yeah. Which I thought was, it's like cool. Like,
that's really cute.
You gave us a cute little animal. Because, you know, obviously the fauna of Star Wars has always been a big thing. Every movie has like some sort of creative creatures that you know, we have the Sarlacc, the Rancor, the Rontos, we have the Dewbacks, all of that stuff. So this was a cool addition to that universe. And it was like, here's something for the kids, but it's not Return of the Jedi. You get the third act, it's all Ewoks. You know, like it was a cool balance.
It was cute. And I loved Chewie's like...
Well, I hate that Chewie got the shaft, though. He got like two...
Yeah, I know, but it was cute seeing Chewie realize that he didn't want to eat the porgs. Like that scene. First of all,
I just wish that he was actually sad about Han and like in a state of depression instead of like, I can't eat these birds.
Yeah, they kind of turned him into a clown a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, it's a shame.
All of the original characters, C-3PO, R2, they've all been sort of brushed aside. Which is fine, but like, I don't know, it just didn't feel like if to me, and I know a lot of people will disagree with me, I'm fine with it, but I feel like it was sort of a disservice to what the first movie had fans feel. And like, don't get me wrong, this movie was really fun, but it was like fun not as like the sequel to The Force Awakens. It was just like, it was a cool movie to watch, you know what I mean?
Overall, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rank it?
Or and where how do you, I, how, let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. Where do I place it in my ranking of the Star Wars films?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
That's really hard for me to do because I don't really
you don't have
any
the attachment.
The original.
Well, that's okay. Though.
I don't
but
know
see,
the original
Your opinion
ones
is very
well.
Important because the movie was made for you.
Right.
Not for me.
Did you enjoy it, like, overall? Like, did you leave it satisfied? I liked it, too.
Yeah. I liked it, and I was entertained the whole time, even though I did think it was long, and that some of the, like,
subplots... It was
way too long.
Some of the subplots were unnecessary, but I guess necessary in the end for, like, the overarching theme.
Why did they kill Captain Phasma?
But theme is should be second to story.
Right, I agree.
Not first.
So it's just, like, I did feel like it was... unnecessarily long.
Yeah, and I don't. Also, one last thing, I didn't like that it was a slow chase movie. I thought that was a boring idea.
I didn't even like care. I didn't care.
I didn't either.
Everybody's giving it an 8 out of 10.
No, my initial
review of it was definitely. I gave it like 4, so I would give it an 8 out of 10 on initial viewing. But like when you dive too deep, which it isn't meant to. Be that, then it's a lower score. But 7.5, maybe. I put it, Empire is my number one. Then I put A New Hope and Rogue One in my second spot. And then I put The Force Awakens and Jedi kind of like interchangeable there.
I did like Force Awakens a lot more than I liked this one.
I like Force Awakens for what it made me feel. I don't think it was a better movie because obviously it was literally just a carbon copy of A New Hope. But it really made me excited about Star Wars again, and it did introduce new characters, and it did...
That you cared about.
And it did create a lore that I wanted to explore, and then this movie just said like, not really. Like, you don't get to know about Snoke.
It makes me nervous about Ryan getting... a whole trilogy to himself. It makes me very nervous.
I think this was him going, didn't like that the last movie was A New Hope? Well, this one's nothing like anything.
I think if he's in charge of all of it, it will be fine.
Yeah, then it'll be fine.
It's just...
Which, by the way, the guy made like... He's just some dude. He made like 3 movies. I know. Ever. He made Looper and then like... No, this doesn't
happen. Every movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Anyway.
Can we talk about... I just want to talk about Kelly Marie Tran.
Sure.
Because I love her. And even though I thought her character was almost completely unnecessary, I thought she was... I just love this girl, and I'm so happy she's a part of the Star Wars universe.
But then they ruined her with a kiss.
Why did you have to make her fangirl and kiss him?
I liked the whole fangirl thing to begin with.
It was cute, but don't fall into it.
By the way, we're in love. It just came
out of nowhere because there was no romantic tension. There was
no chemistry between
them. Also, by the way, she's like, no, silly, love will save us. No, you literally just, you didn't know that Luke Skywalker was going to come save the day. Like, you just doomed the entire rebellion to save one dude, by the way. Anyway.
I love
the
movie.
I did like the opening sequence, even with the weird prank phone call thing. That was weird, but it was still fun with the X-Wing flying around. I liked the light speed through the battleship. I liked the throne room scene. I loved the idea of Rey going to the island and trying to train with Luke. And then I liked the Force connection with Rey and Kylo.
That was really cool.
That was so awesome.
I ship Reylo. I don't even care.
I like the foxes.
I want them.
I want them to be the Grey Jedi.
You guys, I'm really happy we got to see a shirtless Kylo.
Oh, dude. Oh, did you see? I was on the news today for that. I was on the news for that. Go to my Instagram, guys. I did the Kylo Ren challenge, and then the New York Eyewitness News, ABC News, did a piece on John Mayer and me. Anyways.
Well, just wait. Leo and I were very excited because when we filmed our little Star Wars fan film, we had no idea where this movie was going to go.
Dude, it lines up so good with this movie.
It's so good.
This movie just enhanced everything we did, like, without us even knowing. Anyway, we got to wrap up, guys. It's been a long episode. We're so grateful that you hung out with us, though. Thanks for listening to me complain and also praise the last
Real Jedi. Quick, I know we got to wrap. I just wanted to mention the part that no one has talked about. The beginning of the film, when we see Rose's sister...
Right.
On the bomber. I think that was by far my favorite part.
That was a cool touch.
That was a great part.
Oh, by the way, a lot of people are complaining. Oh, if they're in zero gravity. First of all, don't ever play the physics game with Star Wars. It just will never work. But people are like, well, then how did the bombs fall out if there's zero gravity in space? There's gravity in the ship. You can tell because she falls. Remember when she falls off the ladder?
Well, there's gravity gravitational
in the ships.
Pulls.
Always.
Too,
there's always gravity in the ships. When you let go of the bombs in the gravity, they fall down. Then they exit the ship and they carry the momentum in zero gravity and with no force applied to stop them. That's how the bombs travel in space.
Also, the gravitational pull from the ships that have their gravitational thing on. Also, we didn't talk about what Javier...
The force is always the reason.
Yeah, Javier Bardem, right?
No, Javier Bardem.
What am I thinking?
Benicio.
Benicio. Okay.
DJ.
His character, DJ, was so awesome, but then it's like...
It's meaningless.
So pointless.
But he represents true chaotic neutral.
No, and it was... I saw a post that was really good where it was like, he was there to like show to Finn that, yes, like, there's, you know, whatever... But then Finn made the conscious decision to be like, if you are neutral in situations of evil, then you are siding with the oppressor, basically.
There's a really good phrase. It says, oh my God, I can't remember now. It's okay.
And so he's like, no, I'm going to continue fighting for what I think is right, you know? Mm. That was like...
I missed it. That had no impact.
No, I know. I don't think I got it from the movie. I just got it from Twitter.
Yeah. Okay. There's a line like that in Boondock Saints or something like, I can't remember the exact wording. Basically, the man who's impartial towards evil acts is supporting the acts of evil themselves. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. That's really all the time we have. Sorry, it was kind of rough. There's too much to talk about. But...
We just came back like a 3-week break, you guys. We missed you. We wanted to talk to you guys. Thanks for tolerating us.
Yeah. And again, follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter at Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at
Popcorn Talk Network.
It's the Popcorn Talk on Twitter. Talk. Oops. I'm Sarah Sterling. I'm Sarah Sterling _ on Twitter and Sarah G. Sterling on Instagram.
I'm Leo Camacho, and you can follow me everywhere at Mr. Leo Zombie and continue complaining to me online. I would love it.
Yeah. And I'm Keaton Markey, and you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey.
Yeah, we love you. We'll see you next week,
Happy
you guys.
Happy New Year. Year.
And Whole 30. Cool.
Love you. Bye.
Slave Leia.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.